We're coming to the end of January. January is Cervical Cancer Awareness Month, so we're glad to have with us in the studio today Dr. Sonia Springfield. She's the acting director of the Center to Reduce Cancer Health Disparities and the chief of Comprehensive Minority Biomedical Branch at the National Cancer Institute. You're a busy lady.
I'm extremely busy, but let me correct you on that. I'm now the director. I've been selected as the director of the Center to Reduce Cancer Health Disparities.
Yeah, and then we're going to yell at the people that sent this to me.
Well, they don't know yet.
They don't know. Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
You're breaking the news for our podcast listeners. Excellent. We've been hearing a lot about the new vaccine for the human papillomavirus. There's commercials for it now on TV, putting out the word that the vaccine is now available for this leading cause of cervical cancer.
Yes, yes.
And, of course, the NIH and the NCI have led the way in the research that led to the FDA approval of this vaccine. The word's getting out. What more can we do?
I think the first thing we do is to have interviews just like this. I mean, I think the media is absolutely paramount in the success of the information that has to get to the communities that are affected by this cervical cancer. So Gardasil really represents a breakthrough in prevention.
That's the vaccine Gardasil?
That's right. The vaccine Gardasil.
Right.
And it really represents a breakthrough in prevention, strategies that have never been demonstrated before. So we now have the ability to absolutely prevent cervical cancer. And it's important in our populations, and I'm talking about minority populations and underserved populations, because they suffer at a higher rate. They die at a higher rate of cervical cancer.
Now, why is that? Why are so many minority women still dying from this cancer?
You know, what I attribute it to is what I call PED.
PED.
Prevention and early detection.
Ah.
Unfortunately, our communities are not up to date, not involved with their own health issues.
Is this an economic thing? They don't have health insurance?
Oh, yes. It's a multifactorial thing. You know, it's uninsured. Information.
Mm-hmm.
Information for me is knowledge. It's a location of where a lot of these populations are.
Not everybody can get to a doctor.
You know, a lot are in rural communities and just don't have transportation to doctors. But, of course, I think one of the key factors is education and information dissemination. It's easy now for our young women to once they become sexually active,
right,
to have annual Pap test.
Right.
And so the word needs to get out is that if you do these kinds of annual Pap tests, that the likelihood of you getting cancer and having it go undetected is low.
Basically, a lot of this has to do with just taking ownership of your own health.
Exactly.
And utilizing services that are available. Talking a little bit more about the vaccine itself, what was all involved in getting this out on the market?
You know, I think because of its unique promise, you know, the early studies indicated that it was 100% preventable. It would prevent cervical cancer.
Right.
And so the FDA went on a fast track to get this Gardasil out.
And they made a large point about the fact that they were putting this on the fast track, which there was some controversy around it.
Yeah, I think one of the controversies about it is that people may believe, especially young women, young girls, may believe that it's an open door to sexual freedom.
Uh-huh.
And so we have to really promote clear, concise, and consistent information to our communities to make them aware of the true nature of this preventive agent.
Now, we see where New Hampshire is thinking about making this vaccine available free to all young women. Is that something we should do in all 50, do you think?
I think it's the beginning of a groundswell in order to do that. As a matter of fact, the District of Columbia, in fact, is trying to make legislation regarding the requirement of young girls to have the vaccine.
Mm-hmm.
So I think once people are aware that here's a preventive agent that's available to prevent a cervical cancer that's killing our populations in leaps and bounds.
Mm-hmm.
I think once that word gets disseminated to our communities, I think it's important for us to really think about making this a national program.
And of course, the NCI and the Center to Reduce Cancer Health Disparities playing a key role in getting the word out. There's a website, I understand.
Yes, we just launched our new website, recently revamped. It's more user-friendly. We have a section for researchers. We have a section for the lay public. We have information for individuals who want to apply for grants that we support through the Center to Reduce Cancer Health Disparities. So we're really excited about this new website. We know it's important for us to disseminate this information, but we also know that all populations don't have access to the Internet. And let me give you the website,
sure.
By the way. It's crchd.cancer.gov. But for those who don't have access to the Internet, you can go to your local library or community center or church. But we also have another way for individuals who don't have access to the Internet, and that's to call 1-800-4-CANCER.
1-800-4-CANCER.
That's correct.
Let's back away from the HPV vaccine for just a moment, and here's a unique opportunity to talk to the vast audience listening to us right now on the podcast about your organization, the Center to Reduce Cancer Health Disparities. What's all involved?
The Center to Reduce Cancer Health Disparities has a mission, and that mission, simply stated, is to reduce and ultimately eliminate the disparities that we see in our minority populations and our underserved populations due to cancer.
Mm-hmm.
We have multiple strategies to do that. We fund and develop new and innovative community and clinical interventions. We're expanding our research base as it relates to minority investigators and also patients in clinical trial programs.
Mm-hmm.
We do this wonderful dissemination, again, revamping of our website, so we have information dissemination to educate these communities about cancer. What's cancer? How
right.
do you die from cancer? Is it a death sentence? Is it, you know, how can I survive? And more importantly, we coordinate and integrate the comprehensive cancer research programs and projects that are funded across the NCI. So we really represent the focal point for the National Cancer Institute for all of these activities.
For more information, again, about the human papillomavirus and the website you just mentioned, visit the Center to Reduce Cancer Health Disparities website. That's crchd.cancer.gov, or you can call 800-4-CANCER. And as always, find out what's going on at the National Cancer Institute, visit www.cancer.gov. Dr. Sonia Springfield, congratulations on removing the acting from your title. She's the director of the Center to Reduce Cancer Health Disparities and chief of the Comprehensive Minority Biomedical Branch at the National Cancer Institute. Thanks for taking time out of your busy schedule to talk to us here on NIH Research Radio today.
And it's been my pleasure to be here. Thank you for having me.